KQED.
For the first election season ever, you can text political donations. The Federal Election Commission recently voted to follow the lead of California and Maryland and encourage cell phone users to drop a dime, or these days $5, to candidates and campaigns. As part of our election 2012 coverage, we contacted Professor Jessica Levinson of Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. She focuses on campaign finance, election law, and ethics, among other things. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
In a recent New York Times op-ed authored by Anne Ravel, the chair of the California Fair Political Practices Commission, she argued that texting political donations has the potential to democratize fundraising. Do you think that's true?
I do think that's true. I think that this is part of the move to really get more people, and specifically younger people and people who give in smaller amounts, to get involved in the electoral and political processes.
What do the demographics look like now in California?
Predominantly the wealthier among us, the whiter among us, and mostly males. And that, to a certain extent, reflects the voting public, but not exactly at all.
So under this new regime, individual phone numbers will be capped at $50 worth of donations per billing cycle, per political candidate or committee. Can a bunch of small donors giving $50 or less really counter the super PACs spending millions of dollars in this campaign?
Well, that's the great question. And I think in terms of just money, no, probably not. It's going to take an enormous number of these small donations to ever equal anything near the super PACs. But what could be the game changer is more people getting involved, basically saying to the candidates, I've supported you. I feel like I've literally and figuratively bought into the process. And to the extent that it gets candidates to hear more from and respond more to a different demographic, then I think in that way it does counter the super PACs. One of the things I think to mention is our underlying assumption here is that money is the equivalent to speech. And I think that the people who have proposed contributions via text message live in the real world, and they know that that's how it works right now. But I do think, to take a step back, it's kind of a depressing place that we come from, and our underlying assumption being candidates will respond based on how much you give and spend in their favor.
Although I suppose you could say, given recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions, it seems this is the place we have come to.
Oh, I think this has been true for over 30 years, that the Supreme Court has said when you give and spend money in the political marketplace, you're essentially speaking. I think that has been enormously detrimental to our democracy. And this type of reform, allowing people to give campaign contributions via text message, tries essentially to give the smaller donors, those who would have, quote unquote, less speech, a bigger say.
It does seem, leading up to the FEC decision to approve this, that there was bipartisan support. This is not just something expected to benefit Democrats versus Republicans, that nearly every political organizer can see the value of trying to harness support from a larger group of people, giving a little bit less than some of the super PACs might.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, also cynically, which candidate wants to explain why she or he was against allowing small donors to take part in the process? And it's great advertising for them. If they can say, I'm the grassroots candidate, look how many contributions I got via text message, it's great PR for them.
Well, Professor, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson. She blogs. We'll have a link to her work at our website, californiareport.org.